Oh, well, I love your outfit that you have on today.
Only
you know, you've never brought Mother Nature closer to life than you have in that flowing gown and crest of foliage on your head there. So this is what you're going to wear on Earth Day on Friday?
Oh no, it's just Monday.
Oh,
that's never mind. Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you!
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I know, I'm very busy. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 18th of April, 2022, and the A Little White Wine for the Ladies year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lovatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, Mr. Larry H. Vader. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I am bone weary, he just can't bother. V-A-D-E-R.
Calling it in.
And today, like always, unless he's on the Cruise of a Lifetime featuring Doc Stone, I'm joined by the fat one, the gassy one, apparently.
Yes.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi,
Big Fatty.
Okay, well, you got some splaining to do.
About...
Well, why we didn't record on Sunday?
Well, they don't know that. Maybe they just noticed.
Oh no,
the show just dropped. Oh, okay. No, I was at, y'all. Sunday was, as you may or may not know, it was Easter, and according to my mother, you know, it could be my father's last Easter. So,
I had forgotten about that.
Right,
yeah.
I know. And so I went up to Hatville and spent some time with them. Y'all, it worked out.
Now, did you have the traditional Easter meal up there in Hatville?
I did not have the hot cross buns.
How about the rabbit fricassee?
No, Miss P, that's the dog that can barely walk, had some of that when she swallowed a rabbit hole. Anyway, it was that happened. So went up and spent some time with them, y'all. I've got a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news: the Hatterina bought a car.
Oh Lord! Well, you said that she had a little twinkle in her eye when she saw that one.
Yep. So we spent all last Sunday shopping. We agreed that, you know, maybe something imported was going to be a better option, and so we looked at all the things, and then she decided she really liked the Subaru Outback. You know, as most sporty lesbians also like that,
right?
She on Monday morning, she got in her jalopy and said, "I'm going to the drugstore," and so she went out to the drugstore and bought a Chevrolet Blazer.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Chevrolet Red.
Right. It's white.
Or similar.
It's white. Y'all, I thought we had all agreed that buying a Chevrolet was a bad idea. Y'all, she got ripped off, whatever. But all that being said, so I spent most of Easter in the car with her explaining how things work. Y'all, I think I can sum it up by saying the final thing she said to me, which is, "I think it's just magic."
What's magic?
How the car works with the Bluetooth and all that. She never could quite grasp it. It's just magic.
We have a peanut gallery.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't see the nip stomach enter the frame.
No, it's young Nicholas.
Ah, young Nicholas. I tell you, have not seen the young one in a while. Anyway, spent the day with her in her new Chevrolet Red or similar. And got it all set up. Y'all, it's got a bell and a whistle. So, it's lovely. I said, at least they gave you a little something for your old car. Oh, no, I didn't sell it. I kept it. I'm going to keep driving it as long as it'll drive because it just saved this one. But I don't want to put the miles on it. I'm going to save this to go on the big trips. And I said, well, you told me when we were shopping that you only put 5,000 miles a year on a car. She said, right. And I said, okay. So... that's how that went, and as exhausting as you would expect it to be. So, so that's why I wasn't around. I didn't leave Hatville until 6:30 or so. By the time I got back, Big Fatty was in bed.
Well, and driving in the dark too.
I know. It was dark when I got back, but what could Brown do for me? So did that, and then we ate a lot, and that's about it. There was the Easter ham, the very traditional Easter ham.
Well, of course there was an Easter ham. So did you see the picture of the Easter hams over at the BFO?
No.
Okay, well, maybe everybody will want to go over there and see a picture of Big Fatty's Easter ham.
Does anyone go to BigFattyOnline.com?
Kathy Bacon.
Oh, well,
are you going to it now?
I did. That's quite the ham hock you got there.
Yes, okay.
Big Fatty, I'm going to need some segment music.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
It must be about driving.
Big Fatty, can we just talk about your excursion to the Price is Right Live?
Yes.
Now, I saw some photos of Granny and young Nicholas there. Terrifying.
Yes.
The Nip was too afraid he would have to participate, so he didn't put his name in, but went to the Price is Right.
Right. Nervous all day. His stomach was in knots.
Well, that's a big knot. And then, so no one got chosen to get up on stage.
No.
But there was an obnoxious drunk up there.
Yes.
And probably in the seats near you. And there was...
No, not really.
An old woman who... made it painful to participate and to watch.
Yes. Funny as hell. Because the host just gave her a hard time.
Right. So would you... Okay. Well, I guess I don't understand. I don't understand the appeal to this. I don't understand.
It was just a little something different.
Well, it's something. Y'all, speaking of something different, this cat is about to go to glory.
By the way, the announcer, probably had a career at one time as a voiceover actor, but
is currently on the cruise of a lifetime and just couldn't.
No, I think just shut in.
Okay. Well, Big Fatty, I do have some cruise of a lifetime questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So have you been watching the old gals, cruise updates?
Well, isn't everyone?
I doubt it. So here's my question for you. Have you noticed that at the pace that these updates are moving, it's going to take...
They will last until the next cruise of a lifetime 18
months.
In 2024.
It will take 18 months to get through this cruise with a 10-minute video that so far is on the morning of boarding day. Yeah. Wow.
Could you believe the size of the veranda.
I mean, I guess
you could have a stand up cocktail party out there and have 50 people without a problem.
Yeah. So that's probably actually, ironically, that's probably about the size of my veranda on that last cruise I took in September.
Oh.
But I was by myself, so you know I wasn't, and I was trying to avoid the COVID.
And you didn't pay full price.
Oh no, I paid $700 or something. So, yeah. Which is but I guess I was more fixated on the quality and the construction and the finish of the deck furniture out there.
I couldn't help but notice that the deck furniture,
it was
the deck could have used a fresh coat of varnish.
It's true, and truthfully, there wasn't much furniture.
No,
there wasn't much because
there was some of it's kind of stacked up over in the corner. I don't know if they had to move it out of the way, for ease of movement.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little perplexed by that. A little perplexed. Yes. And I mean, I know Carnival Cruise Lines does great things. So, I mean,
oh, they do.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see more. I guess we'll see more. Yes.
Can't wait to see the buffet. In the verbiage that the buffet became their favorite place to eat on the ship.
The Carnival Cruise Line does the Fruit Loop French Toast. I heard.
Oh,
so I suspect we know what's coming next. I don't want to give anything away. No. Yeah.
So Cap'n Crunch fried chicken.
Oh, right. Ugh, yum.
Did the Easter Bunny bring you a little Easter basket?
No Easter basket. What about you? Did the Easter Bunny put any eggs in your basket?
No, my eggs were just fine. Young Nicholas did come by to check on the aging bunny, the old hare, if you will.
I will.
Mm-hmm. And
the old lack of hair. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you look right here, I can never be a weatherman. If you look right there, Lent is over.
Christ is risen.
Christ has risen, and so has young Nicholas' cocktail.
Right. Hallelujah. So, yeah.
Hallelujah indeed.
Yeah. I feel like there's more that I was like, oh, I need to update everyone on all the things.
Did you attend the religious services?
I did not. I thought I'd let you take care of that for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I did not. Now, did you?
You never go to church on Easter Sunday or Christmas Eve.
Right. Well, no one does that.
Too damn many people there.
Well, I mean, it's super spreader. Right.
Yeah, super spreader, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, that COVID was the consolation prize for everyone who went to the Price is Right.
Oh, well, perfect. Well, I mean, it was nice of you to bring a little gift to everyone there. Uh-huh. Now, Big Fatty, I've got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Y'all, I'm going to Alaska.
Oh, please let us know if you can see Russia from your back porch.
I will. So I bet you're thinking, oh, you're going on one of those Alaskan cruises. Y'all, I got to go to Alaska for work.
Oh.
I'll tell you all about the details. But y'all, Father had actually had something to do with this. And so y'all spent the day on the El Telefono.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the rotary or the jitterbug?
I called Alaska. You know, I had to use the rotary phone.
Okay.
That's the only way you can get through up there. But anyway, I'm going to see a man about some gold.
About a dog?
About some gold. So
some gold.
Yeah. Yep. So
I did not realize Yukon Cornelius was a former coal miner.
Oh yeah, yeah. Didn't you know it? So yeah, we're going up there, and we're going the second week in June. So we'll be there Monday through Thursday, Friday. We haven't quite nailed down all the details just yet, but yeah, we're fine.
Where in Alaska?
It so right now it looks like we're going to fly into Fairbanks, which is going to be interesting, which is fine. I kind of want to go to Anchorage, but we'll see. And then
so you're flying into the mother.
Right, right. And then we are going to... Oh, no, that's Flank Steak, Alaska.
Oh, sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I get those confused. Yeah.
We're actually, the place we're going, I don't know. You're saying, where are we going? We're not going to a city. We are going to the middle of nowhere. So it's on the Denali Highway. If you know Alaska, if you're Tim in Alaska and you know, just look for the Denali Highway. Now, one may say, oh, you're going to Denali. I didn't say we were going to Denali. I said
just to the highway.
Look for the Denali Highway, which is very much not Denali National Park. It's between Anchorage and Fairbanks, and it's very rural, and it's gorgeous out there. And so we're going to mine some gold out there. So yeah.
Well,
we're going out there, and then we've got a few other little things we're going to do, probably down in the Kenai. So we might fly back out of Anchorage. We're still trying to work out the details.
Now, are you going to get a LFC totem pole carved while you're up there?
Sure. Do you want me to ship it back to the villa?
No.
Okay. Well, I know someone who can deliver it for you. So anyway. We're going to go to, we're going up there. And so y'all, now, I don't know if we've mentioned this or not.
You haven't.
Breaking news. Don't forget about the G'days. Y'all, my friend Big Ed and I.
Big Ed.
Mm-hmm, Big Ed and Jay and Tim. We'll call them Jay and Tim.
Because that's their names.
That's their names. Yep. We're all going down to the G'days and we're staying there at the Host Hotel the first weekend in June because... Why not? So we'll be there. So if you're going to the G'days, after you get COVID, stop by and see us. And we're gonna.
Now, are you gonna actually go over to Rat World, or are you just gonna hang out at the Host Hotel?
I doubt we're gonna go over to Disney World. It's so my friend Big Ed is older, and I think he would probably he kind of wants to go to Epcot on Sunday, but we're not sure yet. So.
Well, who doesn't enjoy a Sunday Epcot?
Well, it's true. It's true. So we'll see. Most likely, yeah, we're not going to stay long. We're going down Thursday, and truthfully, probably
coming
won't get
back
there
on Friday afternoon.
Right. Probably won't get there until Thursday night. So, and then on Friday, we are going to see the new Cirque du Soleil drawn to life that evening. And Saturday, we're doing the pool party at the hotel that night. And, and Sunday, I don't know what we're doing. Someone said Boston Lobster Feast, and
that sounds terrible.
It does. And then on Monday, we're coming on home. Coming on home
because nothing says Boston Lobster Feast like Orlando.
Correct. I don't know why you wouldn't associate.
Now,
that
are you
too.
Just out of curiosity? Are you going to pull the traditional prank at the pool party on Saturday?
I was just at the Food Lion and stocked up on the Baby Ruths. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The floating Baby Ruth in the pool.
Yep. That's
how
we'll
pick up
do it.
And eat.
Right. So y'all, we're going down. We're driving Big Ed's minivan down. And yeah. Oh, we are going to be picking up the men's left and right. And we've got plenty of space
alive,
for them.
Mm-hmm. Nothing says soccer mom like Big Ed's minivan.
Oh, it's true. It's true. And it's a Chrysler Pacifica. It's not just a minivan. It's a luxury vehicle. So, so that's kind of the plan. So if you're going to be at the G'days, y'all reach out. Say hi.
But there's no Vodka Fest.
If you're going to be at the G'days, let me know. We'll have Vodka Fest.
There you go.
I don't know where the banner is, but y'all, we can make that happen.
Well, I think you've got it all under control. Excuse me, I've just received a message on the Grin Doctor. Somebody's looking for a dental hygienist.
Well, I'm sure you can find one of those there. Definitely real, 100% real. Okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
right, everyone? It's that game where I suck and Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell him if they're dead or alive, but the more difficult part, how you know them.
Right. All right. The first one is Barbara Hale.
Oh, dead.
Okay, and we would know Barbara Hale from?
She was an actress, and I believe, sure, I'm going to get this wrong. Was she Mrs. Lovey on Gilligan's Island?
No, she was not. She is dead, and she was an actress.
Yeah, I just can't remember
but
how.
She played Della on Perry Mason.
Oh, well, that's... Never watched it.
Okay, David Tennant.
David Tennant, he's alive. He's an actor also. Uh-huh. And you would probably know him from such roles as Doctor, or as the Doctor in Doctor Who.
That is correct. You got that one exactly right. I can't. How long has it been since you had one exactly right?
Well, I'm not sure I ever have, but yeah.
Okay, well, you have now. Mm-hmm. All right, Clarence Darrow.
Clarence Darrow. Oh, that's not real. So I don't know. He is alive.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He's an author. He's a mystery, a murder mystery author. So, yeah.
So close on this one. I'm almost ready to give you half credit. Clarence Darrow is dead, and he was the defense attorney at the Scopes monkey trial.
I'm not going to play this if you're going to pull out attorneys from monkey trials. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have to.
All right. Yeah. No more monkeys.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Pig Meat Markham.
Well, it's nice of you to choose at least one. After that, it's nice of you to choose one that's at least, you know, easy and that people would know. You've chosen someone from my past. He was an actor. He's an African-American actor, so, yeah.
And he is dead or alive?
Oh, he's dead. He's got to be dead.
Oh, and that we would know him from?
I don't know. Things that were before there was audio.
Okay, Pig Meat Markham is indeed dead.
Okay.
But he was an American comedian, came up with, "Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Order in the courtroom. Here comes the judge." Now, Flip Wilson performed that, but Pig Meat Markham came up with it. So,
give
credit where credit is due.
I was just saying that about Pig Meat. So, yeah.
You know, you don't hear Pig Meat's name much anymore, but do you think we have time for just one more?
I think we can squeeze one more in, just like...
Okay, Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. He is... I guess he's alive, as far as I know. And he is an American comedian / actor.
Okay, and we would know him from?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, he is indeed alive. He was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Ghostbusters and Spaceball, but he's Canadian. So,
I just can't.
Not everything, you know. Well, you know, he can't help it. So, anyway, all right. Well, you did all right.
You know what? Once you get out of the monkey trials, I do okay.
Well, you know, once we hit pig meat, I knew you were.
Yeah, I was on a roll. You're speaking my language.
Right. It's like a pig. Pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
Do you like the pigs in blankets?
Not really.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, they're not really good.
Young Nicholas likes the pigs in blankets because I believe his family, when they watched the Clemens sports ball in the fall, that's one of the family's traditional snacks that they have is the pigs in the blankets.
I can't say I've had one in a decade at least, but yeah. Mm.
Well, now, most children between 6 and 12, you know, if they're not having a fish stick, they're having a pig in a blanket.
I don't think my mother ever made those. I think I just had them at some college parties or something. Where
oh,
people,
okay.
Yeah. So now, Big Fatty, do you have a big week coming up? Do you have a
very big week? Big week? Well, as you know, since we're recording this on Monday for distribution on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bounce it. And
right.
It's gonna
bounce
be,
it like the old gal running to the turlet. Mm. But anyway, I have Hortensia on Tuesday, so the villa will be smelling like a hazmat team had been through here.
I was about to say like a very nice lady vomited while she was working with the bowl of bleach, because yeah, if I had to clean the villa, y'all, my house is embarrassing.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
The only thing I'm embarrassed about, you know, the haunt cub and the haunt daddy. Jay
never
and Ron.
Mm-hmm. Never met
You've
him.
You've never met him?
Never.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. They got me one of those fire hoses to put in your turlet to shoot the water up your butthole.
Correct.
It works really well, except it shoots the shit everywhere. I mean, it's like. And it's, you know, when you get up, you know, you don't really think about, oh, I need to clean the shitter fire hose off. And, you know, it just it becomes a spot. It's almost like it's got a spotted fever. But anyway, it's
you guys, if y'all could hear if you could see young Nicholas right now. And he can hear us today, finally.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. My house is just filled.
You know how you get those chocolate shavings, like on a fancy pie or something?
Yes. Anyway, yeah. Well, it's a busy week at the coal mine.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Big doings this week. Big doings.
Do I know about those?
Nah. Well, we are. We're having them down.
You're ready to shut the coal mine down for the summer, aren't you?
Yeah, eventually in May, but y'all, we're having them down. Y'all, they've got to try on their exercise bands. Their exercise bands. They got to try those on.
Okay.
So we got that this week, and then y'all, I've got meetings all week. Y'all, I've got to write a story about a man and a dog.
Oh,
and. He is absolutely the most terrifying man you'll ever meet.
I know this man.
And it's not you. It's not Big Fatty.
No, I don't have a dog.
No. Well, I mean, you got a puppy. Uh-huh. Exactly. But yeah, this man lives up in the Horry County.
Up near the Dirty Myrtle.
Up that way.
I believe he spent a lot of time on the beaches of the Dirty Myrtle.
He did. He did. Not at the Pulse Ultra Club.
No.
Then again, I mean, I don't know what he does for fun.
Well, yeah, right.
I mean,
we know what he doesn't do.
Right. So yeah, y'all, I got to do that. It's just one of those weeks where everything
Now, what everybody doesn't know is that he wants you to do this, write this article.
Oh, I was strong-armed into it. Absolutely.
Right.
So
I'm very important.
Right. So he's Ugh. Ooh.
Oh,
well, there you go. So yeah, got to do that this week, and it's due on Thursday. So of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By the way, I'm having a will redone.
Oh,
and there are specific instructions. Huh?
Do you need my social?
No, but there are specific instructions that you are to be contacted once I go to Glory, because you have a key to the house, and you can let young Nicholas and the group in. Oh. In the group end to remove the horror.
You know, I was wondering, now that the kitty was gone, who was going to be in charge of that, and I was afraid it was going to be me. But I don't know how to rent one of those big dumpsters, so I'm glad that at least young Nicholas...
Oh, it's all fine. Young Nicholas knows where everything is.
Right. Perfect.
So, anyway. You know, as horrifying as it is... to think about me going to Glory and my house having to be emptied out. Can you think of anyone whose house would be worse than that?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I mean, emptying the house out is probably less horrifying than emptying that colon out.
Well, but I mean, there's just going to be all that film from the cruise movies and
it's definitely eight
cutting room floor.
Super eight. Mm-hmm.